Right here from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, this is the brand new state-of-the-art Lake Park facility. We're down to one thing, ladies, just the floor, that's it. We're going to get it done, and you're going to love it when it's finished. I'm Tom. We all know the master who's going to enter stage right. He's on the way in. He's stepping over the ladies, man. He'll make his appearance later. Good Monday or Friday morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. It has been a crazy week it at DEM already. Literally nonstop. I kid you not, from what? Monday morning.
Yes.
All the way through till today, so far up to this point, and literally down to the wire, just like always on every one of the projects.
It is. This episode is brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The moose is loose on the internet. Strictly Miss Outlaw Boutique Instagram, Bub, correct?
Yeah, it's actually, so she's changed all that around, right?
She has.
She's not only gotten rid of her retail storefront, but which was in downtown Abacoa, as everybody knows, it's local down here. But she has now turned that into all online shopping, and it's just that much easier, right? She's done all these app upgrades where you can literally just at your fingertips go and it ships out and it's to you within the next 2 days, which is insane that she's moved the ball that far forward in the online retail side.
Additionally, some of the Miss Outlaw Boutique retail items are for sale in the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
That's right, they are. Park.
Lobby, correct,
yep,
Bub?
That's right, they are.
Our Orange County Choppers, Bub, a lot going on with them. Ladies and gentlemen, we can officially announce March 5th is our episode with Orange County Choppers. Talk about it, Bub.
So how good was that, right? So that is something where, trust me, when a lot of these TV shows, right, naturally, so they always make it seem forced, like there's all these insane deadlines, like overhauling does all the cars in 5 days. Listen, that's not the way it truly is. That's not the way
We've
it goes on.
Before,
it takes a very long time to do a build and to make it come to completion, and that's what the public sees. But they see it done in like, oh, this five-day period, this seven-day. But listen, when Senior called me, this was no joke, a serious deadline. No playing around, no scripting, no nothing. It was nothing more than, hey, listen, we are overnighting you some stuff that needs to be done. This is Thursday. I get it Friday. It needs to be done and back to us by Monday morning. So now it's like Saturday, Sunday is all I had to get these projects
the
built
weekend, man.
On the Senior Series bike. So you guys will see those things unveil, which is what, March 5th, correct?
March 5th, 10 p.m. on Discovery, ladies and gentlemen. The unveil, 30,000 people showed up to see the unveil at the Exotics on Los Salas show, Bub. It was a great time with Brian Silver, Senior, the whole crew out there. Those bikes, ladies and gentlemen, will be manufactured right here in conjunction with the bikes being built up at Orange County Choppers headquarters,
right,
Bub. So congratulations on the co-design and development of those first ever retail series bikes coming out of OCC.
That's right.
It's only because you're the best, Bub.
Well, and not only that, too, but there's some crazy stuff between BEM and OCC that's going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
Not just the Senior Series bikes, but also a lot of things going on behind the scenes. For example, one of them, we have been working super, super close hand-in-hand with Jason Poole. Obviously, they're a designer and artist up at OCC, but
good
there
cat,
are going
man.
To be some one-off BEM decals, designs, and also aluminum custom-cut templates that are going to be badges for factory replacement vehicles. So once we start doing these mod and power packages, when you have a stage one power package, stage two, as far as we go, you will get custom emblem and numbered.
So, Bub, not only does Senior reach in on you for design and development processes, you also interact with Jason Poole up there for design. And in fact, I want to say good morning to our very cherished sponsor, Extreme Dimensions Carbon Creations. I want to say good morning to Bruce Chang out there, Bub. I want to say good morning to Andrew, Irwin, all of them.
I mean, literally good morning because it's 8 a.m. there right now.
Yeah, 8 a.m. up there. I was on the phone late
with you
and Bruce last night. We are working on the world's first 2018 5-liter, 6-speed Hellion twin turbo Mustang. It is out front. They are putting all of the body components on that car. It's going to SEMA, two print magazines. It will be being seen on a major television network. And that's what you were talking to Jason Poole about, having the custom badging cut for.
Yeah, you know, and that's what makes it insane, you know, is being able to work with guys like the guys over at Extreme Dimensions, also, which is part of the Duraflex, Carbon Creations, all of that entire side as well. So anything you need from either fiberglass or carbon components that are replacement panels, wide bodies, aftermarket bumpers, side skirts, wings, things like that. For example, the wing on the Lamborghini. All of these options are out there from Extreme Dimensions, and that is what they're doing. It's literally hooking us up for the entire SEMA 19 build on the twin turbo Mustang that we've got sitting out front.
How about that, Bub?
It's going to be
real
pretty
proud
insane,
of you, Bub.
Man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Hey,
I wanna say
that's got a lot of carbon on that sucker.
I want to give a big shout out, Bub, to Scott Claypool. He's been with us, Bub, since the beginning. We've got a bunch of fans standing offset. Scott's over there. I want to thank Scott for all he's done with BEM over the years as well.
Yeah, man. Great guy. A lot of great stuff going on, man. Always into the wild stuff we're doing.
He is.
Love it.
up, Scott Claypool on Facebook. So thank you, Scott. We certainly appreciate it. But let's talk a little bit about it. You're known for your exotic car performance, paintwork, bodywork, all of it. Let's talk about what we got going on today, if we could,
so, please. So, yeah, man. So, as you see it, you're looking at a Lamborghini Murcielago. It doesn't get... There's a reason, trust me. This guy, I'm keeping him far from the car right now, literally in arm's reach, so he can't mess with it. But I will tell you this much. He has not even sat in this car. He hasn't even opened the door. It's not going to happen. Because I've already been in paint with this thing for 4 days, and I can't go backwards at this point.
But, Bub, what you don't know is I was here before you at 4:45 this morning.
That's fine.
And guess what, Bub?
And guess what? Was the car not sitting in the bay locked with the windows
up? I just put it back so you couldn't tell. Good morning, Chris West, out there on the West Coast. Solution Finish.
Would you turn your volume down
to him
God
as well?
Dang it, this guy.
Joe Kramer up in Fairfax, Virginia says good morning to you as well, Bub.
If you guys are hearing an echo, it's coming from his phone, which is playing loud on the top of the car.
It is not.
It is. You hear it?
Hear it? I don't know why, Bub. I cannot get the everything I do with this thing now, it just overrides with that.
And he says we have technical difficulty and
he blames
everyone else.
I'm the technical difficulty.
That's it.
Don't you know?
At least he admitted it for
once. How about that, Bub?
So anyways, this thing came in for nothing more than what seems to be a small job but always turns massive, right? When you are working with things, you want pure perfection at every level. It doesn't matter if you are working on a $500,000 Lamborghini or if you are working on, for example, a Jeep Wrangler, something that starts in at 20 grand,
doesn't
right?
Doesn't matter, man.
You want the job to be perfect every time and you go as far as you have to go in order to make perfection. It's just that simple and that's what we shoot for every time here at BEM.
So Bub, let's talk a little bit about it. With these Lamborghinis, as with any car manufacturer, there are varying colors of paint.
Right.
Okay, this car came to you because it had been previously at a local Lamborghini dealer. The decision was made to do some brush touch, meaning paint work on the, using a brush, on some of the body panels, mm-hmm. which completely destroyed the car. You started doing your research, you ordered in the paint, shot the car, and you noticed there was a different color in the variants. Let's talk a little bit about it.
So yeah, man. So, you know, shooting with any vehicle, right? When you're doing paints, and we talk about this all the time, we do many episodes on paints. Also like our 7-stage polishing that we do, which as you can see, this thing has a beautiful mirror shine on it. That is full 7-stage. So when you go through and you do these processes, each one of them has to be perfect. Like there's no other way around it. And again, it doesn't matter if you're working on a front fender blend on a Jeep Wrangler or if you are working on a Lamborghini, you still are doing the same steps start to finish all the way through. And it has to be perfect every time. It's just that simple, right? Well, right out of the gate, we use the best when it comes to paint supplies.
Absolutely,
and all
man.
Of our materials, PPG and 3M, when it comes to anything in that paint body shop. So we go through, we start mixing it up. There was some serious damage on the door of the car, which was
sloppy work.
Nothing more than what was small in terms of, did you hear your phone fall? You
did,
right? Okay, I just, train wreck right here.
I wasn't even by it, by the way.
I know, but I just always, this is what's going on in the background. I need to freaking wrap this guy in bubble wrap. So I'm telling you, man, you start working with something small as a scratch on a door, turns into take it to another location, and they try to do the little Mickey Mouse design, cover up, touch up. Listen, it shouldn't have even been an option on the table.
No.
There's one option to fix something, that's the right
the
way.
Right
it's
way
just
to
that
do
simple,
it.
Right? Well, it wasn't done. It was done terrible at best, and the client decided to bring it over to BEM, and we got this thing in the booth. We found out what we had to do to get this thing start to finish exactly as it was, as worried as the client was to make this guy satisfied.
Overly worried, actually. In fact, and it's understandable, but you know, you have a lot of years. You are considered in the top three of our industry today, Bub. When you say that a small spot becomes a 3 to 5 inch spot because you have to blend in and get outside of those
right.
areas, and then you wound up shooting a much larger area to
yeah.
get it correct.
Yeah, you know, and that's the hard part. You know, it's never small. For example, you know, we talk about that all the time when it comes to paint blends. A lot of people don't understand that it's not your paint blend that's trouble, it's your clear coat. So if you're working with the correct color, that's step one, that's not gonna be your hard part. It's always having a clear break because guys, trust me, clear does not blend. You can't just say, for example, paint blend a small spot here and then just think you're gonna clear coat to here. It doesn't work that way. 6 to 8 months later, you're going to have that shadow line. Yes, you can do it for the time and it's gonna satisfy the client and everybody that sees it for the next couple months. But the longer it sits in the sun, the more exposure it gets, the more that clear where you shadowed it in is going to start showing. So the only proper way to do a blend is to blend a small spot of your damaged area, and clear the entire panel. That is the only professional way it's going to be done, as if it looks like it's coming right down the factory in the assembly line, so no one would ever know.
So let's talk, Bub. Once you found out that even when you got the first batch of paint, you had a color variation, what did you have to do?
So it's, you know, working with colors that are like this, tricoats and pearls, they are very, very hard to shoot, and it comes down to one key thing, that's lighting and that's angles, right? If you're working with the correct mixture, it's all going to come down to the way you look at this thing, because as you look at this car in every angle and every light, whether you're inside, whether you're outside, it is going to change the hue that it's showing you in terms of how deep that orange looks. And it's really hard to work with. So you have to start working with the proper paints, making sure you're using the right stuff. Step one on this car, something very simple, you open the front hood or the bonnet.
Bonnet.
People just have to use the other word.
Open the friggin' hood.
Just open the hood, right? So you look underneath the hood, you go for the direct thing that you're looking for, which is your paint code, directly underneath Lamborghini's logo, shows you the paint code of PPG0058. That is the orange that represents this color car. So you call your PPG supplier, very simple, and you have it mixed up, and you have it ready to go, and you shoot it on the car, right?
Absolutely.
Sounds pretty simple. Seems pretty simple, right?
Seems pretty simple.
Call, you get a paint code, you mix it up, you shoot it on the car. Not that simple.
Doesn't happen that way, does it? Mike Galbraith says, I love that orange. So nice. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. The outlaw herself, Miss Layla Von Athey, your beautiful bride, Bub, is joining us as well. Mike Myers, the children's book author up there in New Jersey, Bub, who joined us on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast last Saturday, said, haha, so funny you called him out on the phone, drop, Bub.
I mean, you have to. It's just there's always something going on. If it involves him, there's always some sort of falling tornado behind it. It's just guaranteed.
Billy says, hi, yes, 3 to 5. Try the vehicle. In other words, he agrees. Billy says, yes, you do have to paint the entire panel. That's correct. Thank you, Billy. We appreciate it. We agree. You can't cut corners with things. It all has to be done at once. Mike says, the car is gorgeous. I have a pearl paint on his IS300. Blending is so important. And good morning to Keith Sorrell as well. Keith, where are you joining us from? Please let me know. We'll give you guys a shout out there, Bob. So, Bob, you can't just take, in this particular case, you actually took a mark that was sitting right here. Mm-hmm. You found several other imperfections as well.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you addressed them.
So there was a couple little rock chips, right? Naturally, cars get rock chips on them, especially here in South Florida. So a lot of guys, for us example, use guys like Morpheus, Jesse. He does all of the clear brawl wraps through Expel, and that keeps these things protected from having any rock chips that come up. Well, on the bottoms of the doors, there's a lot of rock chips on them just naturally from driving the car. Nothing more than that. It's simple. Well, since you're in there, I'm already doing the blend. We already talked about how you are clear coating that entire panel. Why not go the extra mile? Even though we're only paid to do one small spot repair, we do all the rock chips as well. You're on the bottom half. What the heck else is it going to cost you? Sand a little bit more, blend in some more orange pearl, and then clear the whole door.
Clear the whole door.
Satisfy
and
Bob,
in this particular case, you actually remove the mirror from the vehicle on the other side, and you actually back tape along the factory pinch seams on the back side of the door so that there was no distinguishing blend line at any time or at any place.
Yeah, it's you know, and that's key, man. You know, whenever you paint something, if you're trying to do a paint job that you want ultimately a perfect job in the end, you want perfection, it's hard because you have to go all the way. You can't just tape things up and hope that it's going to look good. It doesn't happen that way. So in order to get through, for example, that top edge of the door panel, the top 2-3 inches, you're not going to get a gun in there to have, and this was hard to explain to the client because he didn't want the parts coming off the car. Understandable, on a $500,000 car, you don't want it being taken apart. You don't want clips getting broken, things getting lost or misplaced. That doesn't happen here at BEM straight
up. It doesn't.
You take the time, you do the job right at whatever it costs. Total loss on this one, by the way.
Huge.
You pull the mirror off of the thing. Then you can get in and you can get all the way down into where the factory jams are behind that mirror so that when you shoot any sort of either blending orange color or you're doing your clear coat, you can blend into factory areas that after you reassemble the car, the weather strip, the door handle, the mirror, all of that goes back on and it's absolutely perfect. There's no chance anyone can ever look at this car and tell there was any sort of paint work done.
That's professional, Bob. Keith Sorrell says good morning to us as well. Joe Kramer says, is it odd that I kind of like the orange peel texture?
Yes, Joe, very odd.
Yes, it is very odd.
We are used to nothing more than mirror image here.
That's exactly
at BEM, which I know, Joe, you've seen. Typically, every car that we end up painting, you can pretty much make out anything within a 200-foot range of that car. Literally looking into the panels, it is crystal clear mirror.
Well, Bob, it was odd because Robin was in the paint booth yesterday as you were working on this car with us. She's got a very keen eye. As you know, she also helps us with the front desk. She is also the outlaw's mom. As well, and she's got a very good eye for this stuff, and she was saying, you know, Bub, it's amazing how your finish, your paintwork comes out flatter and smoother than anybody else's I've ever seen. Any other painter at any other facility, and better than a factory finish from Lamborghini and certainly Chevrolet, who has all their oils.
You know, and that's
built.
Funny, and that's too, that true. You mentioned that. So let's talk about that, right? So it's hard now in today's world, right? So let me put it this way. Ford, hands down right now, best mass production paint company in the world. I'm telling you right now, it's absolute perfection in their paint jobs right now. The clarity is almost what you get here every time. And for mass production, that's really, really good. So they have mastered that design. GM, however, freaking terrible. So it's literally
and
hard
you're a GM
to,
guy.
It's hard to shoot or do blends and or repairs on General Motors vehicles, because when you are such a professional shooter in terms of painting, when you lay that clear coat, GM has a lot of orange peel in their clear coat, and naturally, when you're a really good painter, you don't strive to create orange peel. You want it to be a smooth, reflective finish. So you almost have to force the paint job to look ugly.
And it's funny, Bob, as you were working with this yesterday, and throughout the week, you kept testing your gun and adjusting your gun. You wanted your spray pattern to be very smooth for some areas. Mm-hmm. You wanted it to be different for the longer areas down in here. You wanted it to be softer and more gentle down in these areas right here. So you had a nice roll into the next layer of paint, and everything contoured out beautifully.
Well, it's thinking through it. It's, you know, for example, like the top edges of these Lamborghini doors are very, very hard edges. These are 75, 135 degree angles where they roll over the top from the door panels by the door handle. And that kind of area, you are naturally not getting any sort of wet sanding and buffing compound in there to make that job look any better if you mess up anywhere along the way, whether you have a speck of dust fall in the clear coat, whether there's a blemish, whether the clear is not shot enough and it's dry, you have that dry grain to it. If it's shot too much and you create a run, you can't take that back out. There's no chance any way at all you're getting in this half inch thick lip that's 135 degrees down with any sort of tool without damaging something, either burning through an edge, not being able to polish out the sanding scratches you get in. Just because your finger can get in there doesn't mean any sort of compounding tool can get down in there to pull those scratches back out. So you have to adjust as you go. You have to add more, take away, until you have a beautiful shine.
And this is what, Bub, makes you the best and separates you from everybody else. Not to mention, you do all of our upholstery in-house. You do all of the mechanical in-house as well.
That's
you
right.
Physically touch every piece of your business.
That's right.
One of the things you're working on, in fact, I can step off the stage right here, and let me grab it for you, Bub. Here is, ladies and gentlemen, Bub is actually working on a Major League player's vehicle right now. It's an Excursion. We kind of showed it to you last week in the Kevlar texture finish.
From here.
This is actually a sample of the interior Bub is sewing, and as we can see, it comes directly from a, and I'll zoom it in a little bit for closer for you, but look at how perfectly stitched that is. And it is on a leather with a thin foam, which will make it very comfortable for the player himself, Bub. So you touch every piece of your business, mm-hmm. Bub, because you want to ensure that the build quality goes into it.
Yeah, that's right. It's, and that was actually, so that, for example, that's going into a Ford Excursion. We are doing a huge conversion. You guys may have seen that last week or the week prior. So that thing is actually going to be a monster when it is done. The entire interior of that thing is going to be very Rolls-Royce styled and designed, but the outside looks like it is ready to go hit some military trails, right, and have some fun and be ready to go off-road and do whatever the heck it needs. This client wanted that diamond stitch style, so I took him straight to the Lamborghini design, which is a diamond stitch, single stitch with an offset contrasting color, just like this Murcielago with the black leather interior and the orange contrasting stitch inside.
You're the best, Bub. Absolutely the very best. Bub, we're working on the world's first twin turbo 2018 5-liter 6-speed Mustang. Why is this a world's first? What makes it different than any other Mustang out there?
So when this car was built, it was ordered from Ford. Pre-18, right? The 18 Mustangs actually came out with a new design front end on them, a couple little modernized features everywhere else inside the car, a little bit throughout, but I'll tell you what, man, these things came out, the Coyote, the 5.0, 6-speed manual, nothing changed there from the years prior, but the design of the front end did change the fitment of what needs to go on that front end. Well, in order to twin turbo these things, you have to have things like intercoolers, charge pipes, all sorts of exhaust modifications. A lot goes into doing turbo system upgrades, as a lot of people have seen on some of our older shows we've done on the Camaros, also on like the Gallardos, things like that. You have to do a lot of modification to make these turbo kits fit. Well, in this case, it was truly the very first 6-speed manual twin turbo kit installed from Hellion Turbocharger. Now, there's been, of course, many others installed over the past 12 months now that kit has perfected itself and it is being mass produced from Hellion at a daily basis. There are these kits going out there all the time, but I'll tell you what, this design was one of the very first ones to get that custom 6-speed tune, not the 5.0 automatic that everybody was putting these kits in.
And Bub, you're going to be doing a very special build with it. This vehicle is going to be your partner, Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations, as part of this. Bruce and Andrew and Who else over there? Irwin are all part of it. We're up late, burning the candle, midnight oil, getting the final contract negotiations in place. The car will be making an appearance at SEMA in 19.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. You know, I can't wait. You know, we did we actually did quite a few SEMAs in the past, and we didn't do SEMA 18 every year prior to that. We did, and you know, we've crushed, man, with all the rides we've taken out.
The first place there with the SEMA BEM ED Mustang last year.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, that car, I may have pushed the limit a little bit too much, so I need to pull the drivetrain out and fix it. So, oops. Hey, I'll tell you what, man, that thing's a pretty stout little sucker, dude.
But Joe Kramer says, Bub, I know you're at the forefront of your profession. Do you have plans to expand into build type production? And as we know, Joe over the years has proven himself to be a very technically proficient person,
yeah.
Bub, with great build skills himself. He's up in Northern Virginia, and that's a very good question. We are moving into mass production with the Orange County Choppers BEM Senior Series bikes. Take it from there, Bub.
Yeah, you know, it's that's something that it's hard, Joe, in today's world, because everything we do at BEM is strictly one-off in its design, and that's kind of what we're known for, is everything that we do is, you'll never find an identical piece. We won't build two of the same car, even if the client wanted two of the same car. We're not doing two identicals. We always do something a little off in between them, and that's what makes us unique in our industry. From a production standpoint, yes, you know, we've thought about that. We've thought about going forward and doing, you know, production parts for certain things. It's just a matter of capitalizing the industry, and right now there's so much going on, you have to pick and choose what you're going to jump into. Are you going to do it in Jeeps? Are you going to do it into Camaros, maybe Corvettes, maybe Challengers? You know, where really do you take that mass production step to find out what's going to be worth your time and investment on the backside?
It is, Bob.
Jeep's probably a key factor right there. But now with the new change of the Jeep JLs that were released in 18, so now these things are really starting to hit the streets and take over, there was a lot of change that went on between the JK and the JL model lines. So now do you jump mass production into the JKs, which ended in 18? Well, not technically ended, but that's kind of where they flatlined.
Sure.
Or do you step foot into the JLs and create something one-off there at a mass production level?
Speaking of which, Bub, you just got new product in. You just got new product in from Wheel Pros. The new truck and Jeep line wheels are here, along with the new black label Asante series. You're putting them up in the retail lobby right now, man.
That's right, man. I can't wait to, because I'm going to definitely convince the client of this Lamborghini, which is going to be really hard to do, to drop this sucker down on the ground another 2 inches. He won't lower it, I guarantee it. And to put a set of Asante wheels on this thing.
I'll have it lowered by 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, Bob.
That's because you'll just take the air pressure out of the tires.
That's exactly right, but it'll work.
Maybe.
I noticed that the air was a little bit low on the Porsche today, and we didn't ever drive the car.
No, they dropped down a little bit, especially those. They're three-piece wheels. You typically do lose about 1 to 2 pounds of air every month. That car sits, so figure 6 pounds low. It's been sitting for 3 months. That's about accurate.
That's what it said, 6 pounds. It was off, man.
Yeah.
I put 34 pounds in it. Did I do all right?
Yeah, sure. What do you mean you just put 34 pounds and you just guessed and
yeah,
went with it?
I figured you'd fix it if something was
wrong. You
didn't
want to check the rest of the tires and see what
they
were?
No, I did all
of
them. I did them all.
All right, there we go.
I couldn't find the spare.
So that is it. We have to get back to work. I've got to do some more polishing on this Lambo. Oh, by the way, we didn't just do paint. It was adding a custom backup camera as well.
Sure did.
Because let me tell you, these things have a massive rear end on them. And some guys like that.
I like a fat booty.
Okay. I was going to say, where was I going with that? Because I feel like I tracked it off right there when I started with
look
guys
at the SEMA,
like that.
Look at the BEM SEMA ED
oh,
Mustang.
Jesus.
That's a fat booty.
Yeah, that thing looks good from the rear.
The one you're building now, it's got a fat booty.
It's going to look pretty good, too.
It's going to be sick, isn't
yeah.
it, man?
So we did add a rear view camera in this system, which made it super, super nice and easy for the client to hop in, push that sucker in reverse, and boom, right on the screen, you can see what's going on behind you. Because these things, especially
very
with
blind
the
spot.
Target top, convertible top style design, is very, very hard to turn around and try to see out of.
It is, man. It certainly is. I'd like to get one in my Porsche, Bub, but I don't look when I back up anyways.
Not at all. It doesn't matter.
Something.
Yeah, not at all.
Right?
The camera doesn't matter. Monitors don't matter. Beepers don't matter. None of it matters.
Friday afternoon, Bub, we're going to roll this thing up for the day. Anything special coming up next week, man?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I guess stay tuned, see what we got going on. We've got a
Tuesday night, 10 o'clock?
Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. Yeah, that's right. There you go. So stay tuned for Discovery Channel American Chopper Series Season 2 will be out. That will be something you guys won't want to miss. And that's
miss
actually
it.
Got quite a bit of the whole entire Tuttle family in there. So you want to stay tuned and see
yes.
what you got coming.
A lot of great stuff going on between BEM and OCC, Bob.
That's right.
Great stuff, Bob. We're going to wrap it up for Friday, Bob. Thank you so much, man. We certainly appreciate it. We certainly appreciate the beautiful cars you build for everybody and bring to the world through your skill set and your art. You are truly blessed, man.
That's right.
And I am blessed as a father to call you my son.
That's great.
How about that?
Yep.
Bub, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Wait, am I done before you get on this whole rant for like 7 minutes?
Take it away if you want some
more.
All
right, see you guys.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively on the web, Miss Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw herself was watching us. She was watching us just moments ago. Bub, can you see the ladies' man on the ground right there? How about that? Joseph Kramer said, hi, Bubba, when I put D up to the camera. How about that? Wheel Pros, Brian, thank you so much out there. We certainly appreciate all the great things you do to keep these rides rolling on the best-looking wheels and tires in the world. Extreme Dimensions, Carbon Creations, can't say enough about you guys, man. You've gotten us to SEMA. You've won us at SEMA. You guys have got another big project coming up now. Bruce, Aaron, Andrew, thanks, everybody out there. We appreciate all the love and support over the years. It's been a wonderful, wonderful relationship. Orange County Choppers, Paul Sr., amazing guy, man. He's a great dude. You'll be seeing him a lot here. We're going to be up there a lot. February 12th starts a new show, 10 o'clock on Discovery Channel. It's bigger and better than ever before, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of fun. Make sure you visit our website, ladies and gentlemen. 20,000 online part catalog. A lot of great stuff out there. Shipping's great on it. It's going to be a good thing. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. If it's a mom with her kid in the basket, or you know what, just an elderly person, man. Let's try to open that door for them if we can. Let's give somebody a pair of shoes. If they got holes in the bottom of theirs, guys, you got an old pair of gym sneakers right in the back of your trunk. Reach in there and give them a pair of your high-heeled shoes. I know all about your style right there. How about that? And if somebody's standing on the corner saying, we'll work for food, they got a sign right there, especially if it's a vet. Not that everybody's not important, but we owe it all to our vets. Don't we, ladies and gentlemen? I'm a vet. I think a lot about those people. So, you know what? Take them right across the street. 7-Eleven, Citgo, all of those places. A protein bar and a power drink. That's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style. Hey, little man.